What is going on and welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, July 19th, 2018. I'm one of your hosts, Snowbike Mike, and I am joined by my fellow Greg Miller Industries employee, Mikey Double D Doherty. How you doing today, Mikey?
What's going on, players? I'm good. I'm doing good.
Thank you.
We are here back from our Lake Tahoe vacation. I hear. Tell me all about your gem of the lake,
Italian Stallion.
Ooh, and did you have some folks, some fun? Maybe some boats, beers, babes, the whole beach, the whole thing.
The whole shebang.
Man, you look good. You look tan.
Thank you.
And I love whenever everybody comes up to the lake, hangs out with me, those best friends. You guys are truly amazing.
Yeah, you're too good for me now. You're too famous to come up and hang out.
You're too good to me. Well, of course, you're probably saying to yourself, where is the Kinda Funny crew? Who are these guys? Well, guess what? All of the Kinda Funny crew is down in beautiful San Diego at San Diego Comic-Con, hosting a variety of panels, events, meet and greets with you, the Kinda Funny best friends. So guess what? Today, we're in control. So if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at kindafunny.com/KFDG with your questions, concerns, comments, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then tune into twitch.tv/kindafunnygames live to watch us record it. And if you're watching live, you got a special job to do. Go to kindafunny.com/you're wrong to help us set the record straight with anything we screw up while on the job. For everyone watching later on youtube.com/kindafunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. Mikey, let's get into housekeeping right now. We got a lot of cool things to talk about.
I'm excited. I don't know who thought this was a good idea. I don't know who let us on this show.
We are having too much fun. We're in control. And let's tell you where those guys are down in San Diego. So, for housekeeping news, Thursday, July 19th, number one on the docket, the biggest one you need to know about, Greg Miller is hosting the Marvel Games Hall H panel at 1 p.m. West Coast, Best Coast Pacific Standard Time. For the first time ever, Greg is hosting the biggest hall at Comic-Con. Go check it out and see him try not to screw it up like we're trying not to screw it up
right
now.
Really bad.
Number two, Kinda Funny hosts Rocket League's third birthday party, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Come over to Petco Park where Greg, Nick, Tim are hosting Rocket League's third birthday party. The event is free. I said free, folks, so make sure you come down there. The Kinda Funny commit. WWE superstar Xavier Woods will be there. What more could you want, Mikey?
Not much. Not much. I mean, the commish, got Rocket League, kicking back, Kinda Funny best friends.
Oh, come on. Pro players, esports, let's go. All right, let's move on to Friday, July 20th. Number three, Kinda Funny is streaming with Skybound, 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Go check that out. The boys are heading over to Skybound's SDCC site to bring you the Nintendo Switch and party with you. So make sure you watch them podcasts, play games, and all sorts of fun things with all sorts of special guests. Y'all don't want to miss out on that one. And then going in with Friday, number four, Greg's hosting the Pool Panic World Championship at 10 p.m. West Coast, Best Coast time. Greg's going to be down with the Adult Swim team at the Adult Swim Skate Park. And you're invited. So don't miss out on that awesome event.
Don't you miss it.
Adult Swim's games, skate park. Where's Cool Greg when you need him?
You're a natural, man.
Oh, you're too good to me, Mikey. Right, all right. And then we're going to round it out right now on Saturday, July 21st. Number five, Kinda Funny meet and greet, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Greg, Andrea are taking over the Skybound space for a meet and greet to end all meet and greets. Tickets are required. So go over there, get some tickets, meet up with the Kinda Funny crew, and of course, the Kinda Funny best friends.
Shout out to the best friends.
All the tickets are gone, just so you know. All
right, it looks like you can't go. All tickets are sold out.
If you didn't get a ticket, you can't come. But you know what? Just see them at the door. You tell them I sent you. They'll let you in. They won't let you in. Okay. this show is brought to you by our sponsor. But you know what? We'll get into that later today. Now, it's time to begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Now time for some news. Today on the Roper Report, we have five items.
A baker's dozen.
I will cut you, Mike.
I was gonna steal it.
Great job, team. Number one, Fortnite has made over $1 billion in microtransactions. This is coming to you from IGN. Nick Santoliglo. I'm sorry about that.
No, I busted it. My bad.
I did really good. A new super data report via GameIndustry.biz shows that Fortnite has made more than $1 billion off in-game purchases alone. The report also claimed that Fortnite is only growing in popularity overall with an upward trend since October 2017. They saw a huge spike in February, and it only started slowing in May while still continuing upwards. The slowed May growth was still good enough for a whopping $318 million in revenue. Epic Games may soon have even more opportunities to take money off in-game Fortnite purchases, too, as Fortnite may soon be getting vehicle skins, and players are likely about to get the opportunity to gift in-game items for one another. Plus, Epic will soon start generating Fortnite revenue outside the game entirely with Funko's Fortnite merchandise. Go get your Fortnite popcos on right now. Mikey, Fortnite, big success. $1 billion with a B, my friend. What you think about that?
Insane. Do you think this game is ever going to slow down? It seems like it keeps growing. And the more platforms they get on, the more people keep playing. I'm seeing people who never play video games playing this game now. It's become like... Like it's almost like the Pokemon Go of like console gaming. Like it's ridiculous. It's spreading like wildfire.
It is the zeitgeist right now for our era, Mikey. It was perfectly released as free to play. It had the beautiful cartoony animations. PUBG had that more down to earth, bloody, violent gameplay. So this appealed to all audiences. And Epic Games has done a phenomenal job coming out free to play, constantly updating the game and offering these in-app purchases. I mean, you and I both know Snowbike Mike likes to spend that cash on video games. And anytime that you can give me some awesome skins, cool pickaxes, guess what I'm doing? I'm buying them, Mikey. Want to give you a quick one really quick. Just so you know out there, Fortnite was released July 25th, 2017. We are yet to surpass 1 year of Fortnite yet.
Insane.
And this game is the biggest game on the planet. From streamers to buying things on the revenue, it's crazy right now. And one thing that I took away, of course, shout out to the golf carts. I mean, that is a great addition to the game. I cannot wait to put that kind of funny blue smiley face. Epic, if you hear me, put that on my golf cart so I can represent the kind of funny crew. And of course, to gift in-game items to my friends. Mikey, that's a big passion of mine, is to be able to give to my friends. I want to be able to give out skins, buy things for fellow players, because currently I got the skin I love. I got the fish in the fish tank astronaut suit, and I look like a mastermind villain, and I'm not switching, folks. So if Epic wants my money, I got to gift it to somebody else.
That is, they are finding every way possible for you to give them their money. I think that's what they're doing so smartly that, one, they're doing it across all platforms. They're trying to get the all-platform play going on, which is not looking so hot right now. But it's a phenomenon, and it's ridiculous how many people I've seen just get pulled in. At first I was like, no, I'm not an online player. I don't have enough time to do this. And then it got released on Switch, and then that's what got me in.
Incredible.
And that's the joke.
You know,
you just want to keep going doing it.
The game is a success if my boy, kind of funny Kevin in the background's playing it nonstop. Right, Kev?
Oh, can't stop. I got a problem. Help me.
Can't stop.
All right. Well, we got a viewer question about this topic from 8-Bit Dad. Shout out to KB. Thank you for the question out there. Epic is rumored to be adding another way to spend money in Fortnite through item gifting. With all of the money they are making, it's only a matter of time before other studios start to follow suit. What AAA franchise do you guys think would be able to succeed in the free-to-play model?
I think this market's about to get flooded. I think that we've seen this time and time again with these trends. Everyone floods the market, and then so many of these games go out to die. It was announced today, I believe, or yesterday, with Halo not having the Halo Infinite not having the Battle Royale mode. I think Halo would have been a phenomenal Battle Royale game, but you see more people like Call of Duty trying to get into this, and I don't know if that's necessarily going to work. We're going to see more of these studios kind of flooding in, trying to get this cash grab that's going on, trying to get that billion that Fortnite got, and I just don't. A lot of people are going to fail. I just feel like the market's too flooded as it is just between PUBG and Fortnite. Is there really room?
It's incredible, Mike. I think, you know, the barrier to entry is zero. You put your game on free to play. Anybody can download it, from kids, mamas, daddies, doctors, dog walkers. It doesn't matter who you are, what walk of life you are. And I think they do a great job with that. I mean, I think of multiple titles on my Xbox that I can play. Neverwinter is free to play. You jump in and guess what? The first thing you're hit with is, hey, you know, you might have got this for free, but maybe you should buy some stuff. And I think that is the next move. But I think first we go to games as services. My big hunch right now, or Halo Infinite might become a games as service. Get ready for that. Madden, like the boys have always talked about, that could be turning into a games as service with live roster updates. And once you move into that, then I think we start to push the free to play with more in-app purchases.
I like the games as services idea. I like that you pay this up front, and then, like, even if it's $100, you're paying more than a regular AAA game, and then you get updates just like Fortnite's doing, and then you have that little initial cash, so you get like some skins at the beginning or some like cash to like spend in like game. There's something that some people have always said, that like, if you're not charging for your game, like how much do you believe in it? And like, that's what I like to see, is like, I would gladly pay $130 for Fortnite and then just have that be the games of service. There's no Fortnite 2. This is just Fortnite, and it's just gonna live and breathe, and you can microtransaction, you can get the skins. But again, with the microtransactions, you're gonna see a lot more schemier developers or publishers try to get that money and do the unsavory business tactics to try to get everyone's money to play to win, things like that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But what AAA do you think would make a good battle royale game?
Oh, battle royale game? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're going to see it with Call of Duty, Battlefield 5, and Halo would have been incredible. Though. Yes, I believe so. The gunplay is perfect. We're going to dial it back with the player base of 60 to 80, and I think you're going to see some incredible battle royales. But
we're gonna have to see.
The issue with that is, can you compete with the two juggernauts? That is Fortnite, that is PUBG. That will be the question.
Call of Duty doesn't have the single player. That's what they're banking on. And I don't know if they have the legs to run that race.
We'll find out. But that's a perfect segue, because Fortnite is the model. But guess what? We got some sad battle royale news. And of course, somebody's switching over to free to play. So story number two, The Culling 2 tanked at launch and is pulling the game from all online shops. This is from IGN. Owen S. Good has written this article, so make sure to go drop him a like and read that article, please. The Culling 2 is the latest game to get on the battle royale hype train, but developer Xavient picked a rather bad time to launch. Fortnite Battle Royale 5th season began today, and perhaps you heard about that. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds maker PUBG Corp also just reopened its test servers with a new update for Xbox One versions. It's great. Either way, there's tons of Battle Royale action easily found on any platform. So that may be why The Culling 2 has just one player at this moment recording on the Steam charts. Admittedly, this Thursday morning on East Coast, not exactly prime time, but the game's peak over the last 24 hours is 13, and the all-time high was 249 right at its debut on June 10th. On launch day, PC Gamer shot this bonkers video of one of its writers winning a game before his parachute even opened. The Culling 2 for $19.99 is also available on Xbox and PlayStation. It's the sequel to The Culling, which launched in early access in 2016 and then fully backed in October. That game was billed as a Hunger Games-inspired multiplayer first-person shooter involving 16 players armed with high-powered rifles and brutal melee weapons. The latest one is supposed to fit 50 players against one another with bigger focus on ranged weapons. Well, as of today, that has now been pulled off of the stores. They're offering refunds. We watched a heartbreaking developer story out there on the YouTube about how sad they were, how this was the misstep to go to this. And I mean, if we rewind the tape back to Kinda Funny Games Daily with Andrea and Greg, this was a day before, I have it written down, the day was announced July 10th, the one day before the release. Those two looked at each other, had no idea what was going on. And here we are, 4 days later, a week later, and it is over. Mikey, what are your thoughts on
that? It's not good. Like, this is probably worst case scenario for any developer making a multiplayer game. Like, I think that's, like, probably the biggest fear of any developer is just having no one play your game. Like, that's the goal, is to get everyone. And the video that we saw, he was just broken. And, like, you feel so bad for him, and especially when he opens up with, like, this isn't the game you guys wanted. And this isn't the game that we wanted. It's just heartbreaking. I mean, two players, one player.
Oh.
Like, and then what, the peak in the last, where is it?
200.
Yeah, the 230, 249. Like, that's, for a launch of a multiplayer game, that's $20, pretty entry-level price. This is what I'm talking about. One, the market's too flooded. Two, yeah, the calling you mentioned, OG. This is OG Battle Royale gal. I don't want to say it's a cash grab, but it feels awful like a cash grab. Like, just, oh, here it is. Here's the calling too. Like, put it out. 50 players. Like, let's do this. And the, like I said, Fortnite, PUBG, so dominant right now, especially when PUBG comes over to PlayStation. I think, like, it's going to be very hard to get into this market.
Mike, it's an interesting one, and you know, it almost ties back to topic number one. You brought up games as services. Should the culling just have continued as culling day one, which I did not add that into the story, just so you all know. They will be pulling back the culling too, but they're going to re-release the culling day one edition. It's going to be free to play for everybody. They're going to go back to their roots, try to realign, redevise a plan for the original culling, and go off of the community feedback. But even going back to free to play, the games as service, with the waters being so oversaturated, like you said, how do you break through in this market to try to even compete with Fortnite, PUBG, and then on the bottom realms, you got Realm Royale, you got other titles coming out, Islands of the Nine, and can you really make this a profitable business?
No, you can't. I feel like it's too flat at this point. I think you need to go out and try to find more creative ways. The next big thing, I think that's what developers should start moving on. Is okay, this wave, we've missed this wave. Let's find the next wave. Like, let's go out. Let's innovate. Let's actually bring something new to the table that is a phenomenon like this battle royale. And it's just sad. It's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. The diary was very sad. Go watch it. Go, of course, check out the IGN article. We wish them all the best. I hope they realign and get back to what they want to do. And it is one of the OG battle royales. We'll see what happens with culling day one and what they go with from there.
I don't know if they could do it. Like, I like going back like that. I just feel sad for them. Like,
time will
it's
tell.
Just it's yeah.
All right. Well, guess what? Topic number three, story number three. We need a little 15 seconds of sports. Don't run the graphic, because I got this. Boom, 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 boom. Madden 19 has its cover star, Alex Gidderdoff, from IGN reports. EA has unveiled Madden 19's NFL cover star. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown, considered one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Brown graces the cover with a wide smile. He also is the cover athlete for Madden NFL Overdrive, the mobile game. There's a lot of milestones athletes dream of, is the quote. And after being inducted into the Madden 99 Club earlier this year and now appearing on the cover of this year's games, it's clear that the business is not just booming, but it's also among the all-time greatest with these honors, Brown said. Madden NFL 19 will release August 10th on Xbox One, PS4, and PC, while Overdrive will be available on August 15th on iOS and Android. Mikey, tell me about.
I'm a happy guy.
I knew you were going to talk to me.
As a Cincinnati Bengals fan, the Madden curse. I love it. It makes me happy. It's a good cover. He looks good.
He looks great.
He looks very handsome man. He's very handsome boy.
He's got a smile for miles, and you may have seen him on Dancing with the Stars. This guy has got the energy, the fun, the million-dollar smile. He's what you want to see on the cover.
I threw this in here just because of that. Because the Madden curse, I'm just, maybe the Bengals could do a Hail Mary and kind of squeeze into the playoffs.
We're going to cross our fingers
for the Madden
curse.
We'll probably not, but we'll see.
I do want to bring up, when you talk about the Madden curse, guess who was the cover athlete for 2018? Tom Brady, the GOAT edition. Well, guess what? The GOAT did not come through in last year's Super Bowl. So the Madden curse might be real, folks. And I do want to touch on one more thing. Antonio Brown being inducted into the 99 club with the 99 overall rating. Guess how many players before that have ever been inducted into that club?
How many, Mike?
Six total athletes have ever been 99. Antonio Brown will join the fold with that. What a great story there. Congratulations to him. And also, shout out to EA. I'm personally liking the minimalistic covers that they have for their cover athletes right now. Of course, we've seen NHL 19 with PK Subban from the Nashville Predators. We got NBA Live 19 with my boy, trust the process, Joel Embiid of the 76ers with that flat red behind him. FIFA's got a beautiful blue. I got to say, they're doing a great job with this. I'm very excited.
It's a good year. It's good to, man. Good time to be alive right now.
I love
in
it.
Games.
Well, guess what? That takes over my news segment. It's your turn to take over the news.
Mike Doonan, change it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So, Bethesda is less likely to let an outside developer develop a Fallout game. 2010's Fallout New Vegas was developed by Obsidian Entertainment, not by Bethesda Game Studio itself. The game was generally well-liked, and people praised it for its big, detailed open worlds, quests filled with personality, while Obsidian has said it would like to make another Fallout game someday. It sounds like it won't happen. Bethesda boss Todd Howard said in a new interview that the company would rather develop big games internally. He told The Guardian that he isn't ready to say definitely that a Fallout game from outside the studio won't ever happen, but don't count on it. His quote is, I wouldn't say never, Howard said, but now that our company is so big, it's always better to keep stuff internal. It becomes less likely, but I could never say never. I thought Obsidian guys did a great, fabulous job. Bethesda was more internal development headcount than it did years ago when it went to Obsidian to make a Fallout game. So given the size and the stature of the Fallout brand, it makes sense that Bethesda would want to develop new entries in-house. Next game's Fallout 67. What do you think of this?
I mean, this sounds exactly right on the course for what he's talking about. The studio has grown exponentially. They have proven the concept. They know what they can do. They know what they're looking for. They don't really need to reach out for outside help. But I will say, Fallout New Vegas was my favorite entry of the Fallouts thus far. I thought Obsidian did an amazing job. And now some of you may say, Mike, it was a good game. It was bland out in the desert. It had some flashy lights. But in reality, they added some new gunplay to it. They added some mechanics. They had some great quest storylines that probably would have just been addressed anyways by the internal team from Bethesda, which now will happen from now on. So sad to hear. He said never say never, so there's still a chance. But I do believe with this big of a studio, this big of a title, we will not see Fallout fall in the hands of anybody else from now on.
Yeah, it's an interesting move because, again, they're not going for the cash grab. They're going for quality. They want that quality control just like Nintendo did, just like Sony did, just internally develop, all internal. It's a good and a bad thing because you're not giving the outside developer its shot, its chance, which it's a little sad. But again, like they want the quality control. They want to be able to hands-on. And like I said in the story, they've expanded. So it's going to be interesting to see like what the next Fallout game is if they like do a spinoff outside the 76.
True, Mikey. And to be honest with you, when we read this, I thought Fallout 76 would have probably been from somebody on the outside with how fast that turnaround time was from 4 to 76 now. And with the kind of genre it's going for, not the true Fallout style, but more of a little multiplayer survival as they talked about. You can play it many different ways. But when you hear that, you see the turnover time, that probably would indicate to me maybe we've reached out. But like Todd has said, this team has grown a lot. They know what they can do. And it's easy from there.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of growing developers, Guerrilla Games is expanding and moving to a 5-floor office. Guerrilla Games has always been one of Sony's most important developers. With the release of Horizon Zero Dawn, its stocks have risen dramatically. The studio is now one of the most recognized game companies in the world, working on one of the most promising new intellectual properties. The problem? It needs more space. That's why beginning next year, it will be moving to a new 5-floor office. The former Telegraph complex is currently being re-innovated and packs a whopping 7,300 square meters of floor space. More than enough to house the 400 employees that Amsterdam developer eventually hopes to attract. It currently has 250 workers. After Horizon Zero Dawn was accelerating, the best talents are coming to us. The last month, we have already hired 9 new people, but we also need more space for our sound and motion tracking studios. Managing director Herman Holst told Dutch website Hit Patrol. We have worked on the horizon for 6.5 years, which is exceptional, but we want to release games in 2 to 3 years. Both new titles are games based on existing titles. Holst explained the Guerrilla Games has been looking to expand for a while, but there was a concern that they may have to leave Amsterdam in order to do so. My fear was always that we would have to leave the city, but Amsterdam is part of our identity, he explained. This is where we came into existence, and this is where we have always been, and our ambition to be the best game company in the world. The new office will be equipped with statues of the studio's game characters, while the entire floor, top floor, will be used as a communal space. We're turning this thing into a palace, he concluded.
What a great story. I mean, a lot of big takeaways from that. One that really resonates home with me is staying in Amsterdam. You heard it. It's part of the culture. It's their identity. That's where they want to be. And to be able to make that work in such a city where probably space is limited, like we see here in San Francisco, to be able to find that larger space, to be able to create that room for more employees, I think that's so cool. And to keep it in the city that you love, how awesome is that?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of like production time and like turning around games, we actually have a listener question from Nate McKinney. Nate says, "Hot damn, Cheeks and Snowbike Mike, you sexy devils. First thing to begin with, congrats. I'm happy for both of you. Now, on to the news. Guerrilla Game is nearly doubling its staff and getting a new office, while Herman saying he hopes to shorten production time to 3 years. Presumably, they are preparing to ramp up production on Horizon 2. Could this mean we see Horizon 2 sooner than we think? A launch or near the title of PS5, perhaps? And what do you guys think, or what do you guys want to see in Horizon sequel? Thanks, and now have a great show, Nate."
Thank you, Nate, for the message. I mean, I'll kick it off really quick. What do I want to see for more Horizon? More robot dinosaurs, of course. More Aloy, because I love that redheaded beauty.
So good.
And I got to say, man, how impressive to, just like Bethesda almost, we're growing the studio. We're going to go through those growing pains, but now we've identified how to create these games. And to see them go from the original OG titles of killing, what was it again one time? Killzone?
Yeah, Killzone.
From Killzone, now over to Horizon Zero Dawn to say, hey, we know we're going to make a sequel, we're going to make new games, and we're going to set the timeline of 2 to 3 years. PlayStation, this is a big win right now, and this is one of those, wasn't announced at E3, it's been kind of quiet. He goes on this speech right here, and this now gets you amped up for having your PlayStation 4, being a PlayStation person right now.
Well, this is them becoming a Naughty Dog. Like, this is them ramping up and being that big thing that Sony has, that that ace that they have in their pocket, to be able to say like, hey, like we have the best developers in the game right now. Now, that speaking of Naughty Dog, that makes me think, like, do they split teams? Like, do they, or are they gonna keep it with the 3 year cycle? Can you do a 3 year cycle with splitting up 400 people or more? I mean, five stories is a lot of space. So they could even expand toward that. So, like, what do you think? They rotate it, Horizon, bring back a Killzone, maybe a new IP, like two teams at once, or what? What are you thinking here?
Man, you know, I'm not on the game development side, so I don't know what it truly takes. But I would say if they found the rhythm to have that many employees be able to crush out a big AAA title in that time frame and just focus on one, that's all great. But like you said, if we have that many employees, they talked about adding another motion capture space. So that really leads to maybe there is two teams. Maybe we just needed more space. But man, two teams working on two separate titles. Now you kind of double the years there because you have two teams and they're switching off and on. Kind of like a Call of Duty situation for me. I think that really goes to, so probably going to be a two-team situation here.
That's what I'm thinking, and seeing how Naughty Dog did it, even though it really did exhaust them, like, it was still quality control. It's not like Call of Duty where, oh, you have an off year, you have an on year, you have an off year. And I'm going to be interested. Like, are they going to try to do Killzone again? Like, are they going to try to reveal it? Or are they just done with it? Are they going to try to do Horizon, new IP? Like, it's exciting. It's exciting that we have a time to where a first-party studio might actually be pumping out two games in a very short span of each other.
It's going to be so incredible. And more Horizon Zero Dawn to come. Come on. Yeah. Let's have some fun. Mikey, really quick, before we leave this, Nate asked, what do you want to see from Horizon? I stole that from you. Tell me, what do you want to see from the new Horizon?
I want to see more Horizon. Like, I want to see where that story picks off. I want to see a bigger world. I want to see more. I guess the big thing is the side quests. I want to see the side quests just going a little more like character driven, a little more story driven, not just something like you get from open world games where it's like, like, okay, like, go get my piece of ham over here from this dog, and you have to go and you have to do pointless side quests to just get, like, grind. I'd rather shorten like the how many side quests there are and actually have them matter and actually have them you want to do them instead of just like, I don't want to go find your fucking dog. Like, leave me alone, god damn it.
I love it. Well, Mikey, Horizon Zero Dawn 2 is going to be quite some time away. The new IP from Guerrilla, it's going to be quite some time away. But if I wanted to know what was coming now, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
You want me to read them?
Yeah, we'll go
Let's
for it.
Let's do it.
Let's go for it.
All right, four. Jingle?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
There we go. We got it. We're getting our motors cooking.
We're getting here. First day.
Releases for Thursday, July 19th are as follows. Chicken Assassin Reloaded for the Switch. Shitty Connection for the Switch. Gotcha Racing Second, PS4. Guts and Glory, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Frost for Switch. League Bowling for Switch. Lost Phone Stories, Switch. Nidhogg 2, Xbox One. No Reload Heroes, Switch. Pool Panic, Switch. Scenario Characters, Pit Cross, Switch. Shootout, Switch. Starship Revenge, Operation Take Back Earth, Switch. Tanzia, Switch.
Now, Mike, I want you to sell me on Chicken Assassin Reloaded. What is this game?
Mikey Double D Doherty and everybody out there in the press pool, have I ever told you guys about Chicken Assassin Reloaded? Well, guess what, folks? Jump into a dog-eat-dog world, a chicken-cluck-chicken world here in this upcoming Battle Royale title. You take on the operations of a chicken. We got egg launchers. We got hen shooters out there. And you will be battling another 100 chickens out in the streets of Chickentopia. One chicken will survive, and they will move on to be the greatest chicken known to man. That was your Snowbike Mike selling point. That is not the game. Kevin has now brought it up for us.
God damn
Let's
it.
Let's bring it up. Oh!
It is not a battle royale, thank God.
I will say, I got close, but it was not it. But imagine that chicken yoked like that, getting out there. He's got samurai swords. He's got guns. He's got teammates. I mean, Mikey, guess what might be required playing for the day today?
Let's do it. Chicken Assassin.
We got our Chicken Assassin here in the studio.
Just heads up, we're not reimbursing you for any of
I think you will be seeing Mikey Double D Doherty and Snowbike Mike playing Chicken Assassin Reloaded tonight.
Thank
on the Switch.
Christ, it's not a battle royale game.
We will give you a full review of what our thoughts are.
Let's
Mikey.
Go for it.
That is the games that are coming out from the Kind of Funny Show host. Let's go on over to an ad. No, to the deal of the day.
No, ad.
No. Okay, we got an ad first? I think we got deal of the day.
Oh, wait, sorry. You're right.
Deal of the days. Are you ready? Because I got some great deals for you, Mikey.
I'm ready. Let's go for it.
All right, for all my Xbox people, Xbox Ultimate Game Sale is now live. Save up to 60% off over more than 700 games. Oh, boy. And guess what? On top of that, if you don't got Xbox Live Gold, guess what? They're selling an Xbox 3-month Gold membership for $24.99. You're probably saying to yourself, Snowbike Mike, that's the same deal as it always is. Well, here's the catch. They're going to give you $10 of Xbox currency on top of that deal. So guess what? For all you Fortnite players out there, you can buy yourself a Battle Pass with $10 for free.
Fucking goddamn it.
You love it, kid. All right. That is your deals of the day that we found. It's time to jump to our show ad and sponsor for the day.
That's right, Cheeks Jr. and Snowbike Mike. It's time for a word from our sponsor, Omaha Steaks. Remember when we talked about Omaha Steaks over there on that Father's Day? I'm going to assume that, like, Snowbike Mike's like, yeah, of course I do. You do, of course, listener slash viewer. I got them from my dad. My dad loved them so much that he now sends me Omaha steaks for every holiday, and I just send them back for every holiday, and we're in this Omaha steaks time loop. Plus, when we grill here, I usually use the Omaha steaks we get through these deals, and they're amazing. We love Omaha steaks. Now I've got a great summer grill deal for you, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to our listeners for the summer. Go to omahasteaks.com, type KF Games in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks grill ready collection for just $39.99. That's 80% off. Here's what you'll get. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 traditional kielbasa sausages, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, and 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Again, this is a limited time package for just $39.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and type KF Games in the search bar and add their grill ready collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon before the end of summer, so go to omahasteaks.com, type KFs in the search bar, grab your friends, fire up the grill. Cheeks, Mike, back to you.
All right. Come on, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Greg Miller, for that awesome ad read. And shucks, Mikey Double D Door to you and I might be grilling up some steaks next time you're up in Lake Tahoe with Omaha Steaks. Thanks so much for that, Greg Miller. It's time to jump into our mailbag. Read 'em mail. Mail's here.
I got you. But before that, Kevin pulled up the ad, and I thought that was me. Like, I thought Greg was me. And I was like, am I the only one who could see Snowbike Mike right now? Is he invisible? Well, our first question comes from Christian at CTH73 on Twitter. Hey, Cheeks and Mike. Congrats again on hosting. Just interested in both of your top games that you're looking forward to that is coming out soon. Personally, I am way hyped for Spider-Man PS4. Hope to see you more on more KF content. Hashtag Greg Miller Industries.
Thank Mike, you for the great question right there, of course.
What are you hyped for? What is your Gatorade hype moment? Drop the pugs in chat.
What is my Gatorade Get Hype moment? Of course, it's got to be Spider-Man. We're going to have so much fun with that title. And then we're going to move right on over to Red Dead Redemption. Now, you and I didn't report on it today, but Grand Theft Auto Online is receiving another online multiplayer update. And man, if they treat the love, the care they do with Red Dead the same way that they did with Grand Theft Auto, I mean, man, you got a whopping title on your hands. So get ready for that one. Of course, Fallout 76. I'm excited to jump into the wasteland with all my best friends out there. Those are what I'm hyped for, Mikey.
Okay.
What about you?
Spider-Man. That's a fucking big one. I cannot wait. We have so little of these superhero, like actually good superhero games. I am very excited to jump into that world and get that story and like just riding off the hype of like Infinity War and just the hype of superheroes right now. I'm actually excited to be able to interact with the world and play actually a really good Spider-Man story. Again, The Last of Us. I mean, it's not this year, but I actually think it could be sooner, especially with that proposed leak date, which again, create some issues for it definitely is, but I'm excited. Like Last of Us is just, it's my game. I'm excited to see where they go from there. But I mean, just a little thing. Spyro, that's another big, oh god, I forgot about Spyro. Spyro, I am gonna play a platinum all three. I just can't wait for Spyro. Spyro is one of my childhood games. I love it a little less than Crash, but like I'm stumbling with words right now. I love me some Spyro.
I love it, Mikey. That sounds great. Well, I'll take the next reader question.
All right, go for it.
This is coming from my guy from Boulder, Colorado, Alex Van Aken. What up, Alex? Congrats on hosting a show this week, boys. Have either of you had time to see the Nathan Fillion in the Uncharted fan film? Did you enjoy it? Were you disappointed it wasn't something more? Personally, I loved it.
I thought it was fucking dope. I want Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake. I know he's old. That's the thing. But I think he played it so well. I think that is the perfect casting. And if we ever get this, like we will never get an Uncharted movie, I feel like. But I think that's perfect. That was just enough for me to like scratch that itch of a cinematic Uncharted world.
It was incredible. And he plays that role so great. You know, you might be saying he's too old. Well, guess what? Nathan Fillion, here's your call out from the Kinda Funny Vids crew and your boy Snowbike Mike. I need you to drop everything you're doing. Sony, Naughty Dog, get on the phone right now. We need to drop everything. We need to book him for the next 5 years. Just shoot 100 of these movies right here, right now. Don't do anything. Don't even look at that cheeseburger. Just start shooting Uncharted fan films. Because, man, that was incredible.
I didn't like the cast of Sully. What? The casting of Sully.
I thought he was fine.
I was a poor Sully.
Really?
But hey.
Okay.
To each his own.
I thought that was pretty cool. What a great time, and that was awesome to watch.
I was about it. Next question comes from Eric. With Fortnite taking over the multiplayer space the way it is, what was the first game that hooked you in because of its multiplayer? Keep up the great work, guys.
That's an easy one, Mikey Double D Doherty. Let me take you back to a time in 2004 when me and my middle school buddies were about to graduate and we would come home every single day to a little game called Halo 2. Classic. Man, my buddy AJ lived right across the street from the school. He had an older brother that was 4 years older than us, and we would pack AJ Tesserero's house with about 20 kids ranging from the age of 13 to 18 years old, and we would play Halo 2 multiplayer until the sun went down and our parents had to pick us up and say, hey, did you do any homework? And I said, no, but I got to level 22 today on online big team skirmish matchmaking, and my mom hated it. But gosh darn it, Halo 2 multiplayer changed my life. Mikey, what kind of multiplayer games are we talking?
Halo is a big one. Halo, the LAN party, the, you know, the sleepover where everyone comes over, everyone hooks up their Xbox, you're playing some Halo, that 4v4, capture the flag. Another big one was Modern Warfare 2 with Rust, 1v1 on Rust.
Ooh.
Come at me, bro.
Ooh,
like that's that was the one. That was the one. And then yeah, from there it's just I've been very selective on like what multiplayer games just because I don't have that time to invest. But yeah, that would be my multiplayer.
I love it, Mikey. Why don't you give me the next one?
Well, I got a little mixed up here, so
okay. Let me give you one.
Yeah, go for it.
Let me give you one from Kebabs. What are your thoughts on the new crash level, Future Tense, that was added to the Insane Trilogy recently? It felt like a lot like Crash 1 level to me, which was great because those had the most involving obstacles and going up the skyscraper was a wonderful idea. As well, what would you want out of a brand new game built in that engine? An effective Crash 4 that follows the classic conventions or a more contemporary platformer with more open world level designs? Mikey, you're my Crash expert. Tim Geddes is in here, so lay it on me.
I loved it, first of all. That level was so cool. I love that it was original. It felt better than like any of the Crash levels just because, again, they've taken things that they've learned. We're in a different era in 2018 in video games and platformers. It made me itch for a new Crash Bandicoot game, which I think we are going to get. I think they'd be dumb not to do another one. And hopefully that CTR remaster because, you know, best kart racer ever made.
Man, that is the best kart racer ever made,
baby. I can't wait to see
these tweets. I love that. I got to say, I have not played the new level. But from the remastered trilogy, I have to say it is incredible to play on. And now it's on all your devices, Xbox and Switch now. There's no reason to play it. And I think the well-deserved fan service that it's gotten, I think we're going to see more Crash.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, number one on the charts for months and months and months when it came out. And then on top of that, it's like I want – unfortunately, I wish it was a Crash 2 level that they did as DLC. But we get what we get. Can't beg and choose, you know?
I love it. Well, Mikey, let's both choose one more because I got one for you and then I'll let you choose one.
All right, let's go.
This is coming from Eric R. Miller, a.k.a. NH Drumline 17. My question is pretty simple, but I figured I'd use this chance with my boys, Cheeks Jr. and Snowbike Mike, to get some different answers. How do you two find time to game in your lives? It feels like Greg, Tim, Andrea, etc. are able to fit in a lot more gaming time due to the nature of their jobs. But for those of us who have jobs outside of the industry, it can be hard to juggle relationships, work, social activities, life chores, and the rest. How and when do you find time to squeeze in some gaming around your hectic schedules?
It's hard. It's really difficult. I think that's the balance I really struggle with in my life between like podcasting, like actually interacting with people and going out and doing things and being with friends, and then work, full-time job, and then on top of that, full-time student, on top of that, trying to make YouTube content, and then to make YouTube content, you have to stay up to date on the games, and then it's just a circle that like never ends.
Pimp your channels.
YouTube.com/ChipToothGaming. So it's hard. It's hard with it not being content creation, being the full-time gig, especially with, like I said, full-time job, school. The Switch has really helped, being able to play, like, you know, some Fortnite or, you know, some Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze on my breaks at in between classes or at work on break or lunch at work. It's difficult. I have a hard time with that. Most of the time I'll put in a podcast and I'll play a game, which I know is blasphemy to so many people, but that's really the only way I can try to fit it all in, because I don't have a job where I could just listen to podcasts all day like I used to have. So it's hard. What about you?
Mike, I think you hit it on the head. Just like anybody in life, it is difficult to find that balance. Currently, in my current life state, I am blessed. I'm single. What up, ladies out there? I only have two beautiful pug dogs, so they need minor attention. They're food-driven, so if I give them a whole lot of turkey, guess what? They pass right out. And I do work a 50-hour week plus job, so I'm always busy at work. But I come home, I find the time. This is my passion. I love playing video games. I love seeing new video games. And no matter what, I'm driven to go do that. So I'm on there 5 nights a week, live streaming to you live on twitch.tv/snowbikemike, where I'm giving you that high energy fun and that spicy gameplay, play. So thankfully, I'm able to play a lot of games throughout that. I still try to find time to get away from the screen, go out there every Thursday night. Of course, I have my men's league basketball team, me and the team Snowbike Mike and friends, suit up, boot up, lace it up, and hit the hardwood. And then every Tuesday night, I'm down at beautiful Zephyr Cove, Nevada Beach. I'm out there playing softball with my co-ed softball team, Rocket League Vodka. So I try to find that balance, but video games truly are my passion, so I'm playing it a whole lot.
I don't know how you balance it, because you're always climbing mountains and shit. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you're just always on Instagram. You're in some beautiful lake area in the woods in the middle of nowhere. It's impressive. That's actually the one I was going to end on. So I think that's a good segue to Squad Up. So our Squad Up for the week is Gam's Cookie. He's looking for people to play Fortnite with. Gassum.
Gassum Cookie.
That's it. So that's G-A-S-M. COOKIE on Epic. If you want to fuck shit up, go fuck shit up with Gassum Cookie.
I'm going to add Gassum Cookie right now after the show, and we are going to go F some S up right now. I can dig it there. Mikey, I want to go on over into one of our rotating segments. The guys and the gals of the Kinda Funny Games Daily Crew are not here, so we get to choose the rotating segment, and I think you got something special for me. So
new segment.
Take it away.
This is A Minute with Mikey. This is a minute. I got angry. I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to tell you about it in under a minute. So here we go. We got a timer. I'm going to just look at this timer.
All right.
Fucking stop with the high fives. There's too many high fives in the world. I'm going to say it. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I don't need to be high-fived anytime anybody does anything. I don't need to, hey, what's up, man? High five. And then 2 minutes later, hey, good job. That was a good high five. Hey, it's just too many high fives. We need to cut it out with the high fives. And the handshakes, just enough with the hands. Why do we need to interact with each other with the hands? There's too many hands. There's too many high fives. It's just, it's enough. I've had enough with it.
As you can see by my facial expressions, that minute with Mike just blew me away. I mean, I am appalled.
Are you like high fives? You like someone coming up to you every fucking say, hey, this is a good show, Mike.
I'm all about
hey, I liked how you had the mic.
Butt slapping, getting the game, motivates you each and every day.
It's too much.
Mikey. Okay, well, no more high fives for Mikey. Don't even look at him. I'm not giving him a high five.
Don't you fucking come up to me on the street with a high five.
Well, I appreciate that rotating segment. I hope you had some fun. That is your Minute with Mike, where he rages out about high fives. Now it's time to get into You're Wrong. We're going to dive in and see who's going to correct us for all of everybody else watching and listening on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames and podcast services around the globe. Mikey, you ready to find out what we screwed up on?
God fucking help us.
I'll tell you what, Mikey. I mean, we were tasked with an awesome opportunity. Thank you to the Kinda Funny crew.
Thank you so much.
Greg Miller for believing in us, allowing us, the community, one of you, to come out here and put on this show. Remember, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. There's so many awesome, talented community members out there. So we're
many.
Just the first. So there will be more to come. But let's find out what we screwed up on today's show. Let's start
strap
off on
in
the
your
top.
Feet bags.
Ignacio Rojas, can I get a timeout for Ignacio? He says it's KFGD, not KFDG. Ignacio, you're timed out. Let's keep it moving right there.
Permaban.
Thank you so much, Silk. I appreciate that. He says, Zyger says, Snowbike Mike, you said Fortnite came out on July 25th, 2017. Technically, the game was released in early access last year on that date. People often forget the game is actually still in beta and has yet to actually released.
Zyger,
well, thank
with
you
the
so much, Zyger. Thank you, Zyger. I appreciate that. Yes. You know, tick for tat, whatever, potato, potato. I don't know on that one. Let's keep it going. BG2580, thank you for that. Lord of Pwn says it's Fallout 76, not 67, but he will accept 69 instead.
All right, 69. Fallout 69.
You got a deal out there. Lord of Pwn also came back one more time and says, Guerrilla Games has had two teams in the past. They had a team working on Horizon when the others were making Killzone Shadowfall. So
I forgot about that.
I'm going to give you a potato tapato on that one as well because, you know, we don't know about that yet, but thank you for the past on that. I appreciate that. Let's see. Capitalist Pig.
Oh, here
now,
we
Capitalist
go.
Capitalist Pig
you
always
son
brings
of a bitch.
The fire on this one. So let's see what he's got. He says, Fallout 76 dev time. The time between Fallout 4 and 76 falls in tune with Bethesda's normal pace of a 3 to 4 years per game. This is not a quick turnaround for this time, but falls within their average range. Oblivion, 2006. Fallout 3, 2008. Skyrim, 2011. Fallout 4, 2015. Fallout 76, 2018. Capitalist Pig, thank you for always getting my back on that.
Shout out, Capitalist Pig.
Anakin's. Snowbike Mike stated there had only been 6 99 overall Madden players in history. He meant to say there are 6 other 99 overall Madden players. Those are the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Pittsburgh Steelers, Antonio Brown. Can't read the rest of it, but thank you so much on that. Anakin's, and guess what? Our final one. We did a great job today.
All right. I lost that than I thought.
One of our favorites out there, Nitro Rifle, the leader of the Nitro Rifle
Nitro
Association.
Rifle.
He says, here's one for you. Greg is the fake champ.
Yeah.
No,
Greg?
No, no, that's not a fact.
Greg
that's
is a fake champ.
No, boom.
And I'll tell you why. Greg, Nick Scarpino wouldn't welch on a bet. Greg Miller welches on bets.
You've already
thank
got
you.
Already
I do not have my pizza. Nick Scarpino would have held up that bet. He's Nick always, is the true champ.
He's right, already so, had
no,
his
no,
minute
hold on,
to
hold
yell.
Hold on a second, guys. Greg is definitely the champ. But now you're talking about pizza. I'm conflicted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm emotionally
Nick wouldn't
upset
fuck me
right
like
now.
That.
You guys are the best. Thank you for your minute of Mike. 2 minutes of Mike now.
That's two.
Guess what? Your host for tomorrow, for Friday, July 20th, guess what? You get Snowbike Mike and Mikey Double D Doherty.
I'm so sorry.
Keith Jr. back in the building. We hope we did a good job for you. Please let us know in the questions, comments below in that section. We want to know how we did. We're going to bring the hype, bring the fire to you tomorrow. Mikey, I am so proud of you.
Me too,
thank you
man.
So
hey,
much for letting me join
I have
you.
I really enjoyed you on this episode. Like, where could like people find you?
Ho! Great question. Well, guess what? You can find me at Snowbike Mike on all social media accounts, Twitter and Instagram, where I'm giving you those fire stories that you want to see. You think Nick at Night's good? Well, guess what? Go check out Snowbike Mike all the time. I couldn't come up with a good one fast enough. And of course, check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/SnowbikeMike. Thank you so much for the plug. Mikey, plug it.
No problem. You can follow me at Cheeks_Junior on Twitter. You can follow my channel over at CTG Vids on Twitter. You can follow me at youtube.com/chiptoothgaming. youtube.com/chiptoothgaming, where I do podcasts completely consensual. It's gaming central. Let's plays, reviews, all that good stuff. So new episode coming out Monday. So go check it out. Hit that subscribe button. Mike,
I'm proud of you.
It's been a pleasure.